Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Recent shocking displays of violence in the Central African Republic have renewed fears of the political and humanitarian crisis there, spiraling tragically out of control. On February 5th, a group of soldiers lynched a man they suspected of being a member of the rebel militia that overthrew the former president last year, just minutes after the nation's new president addressed them, pledging to restore security. 2 days later, a mob attacked and killed a Muslim man who was part of a large convoy of Muslims who were trying to flee unrest in the capital, Bangui. The violence has not been confined to the capital, with clashes in the town of Bota reportedly leaving more than 75 dead, and Christians forced to flee the town of Bokaranga after being fired on by mostly Muslim former militia members. The United States continues to be deeply concerned by the crisis and the violence's increasingly sectarian nature. Nothing can be gained by this decimation. It has ravaged homes and communities, ruined the economy, and set neighbor against neighbor in ways that may be impossible to fully put right. It must end. The people of the CAR must seize the opportunity afforded by the newly appointed transitional leadership and a strong level of international concern and support to end the crisis and move forward. They will not be successful unless all groups look to the future, not the past, and break the cycle of violent retribution. The United States is providing up to $100 million to support the African Union-led International Support Mission with CAR, and an additional $45 million towards humanitarian aid. We stand by the new transitional government and its efforts to end the conflict and rebuild a functioning state that serves all of its people. We call on all parties there to join in this effort.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.